Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to Ezekiel chapter 13. We're going to read verses 22 and 23. Because you disheartened the righteous with your lies when I had brought them no grief, and because you encouraged the wicked not to turn from their evil ways and so save their lives, therefore you will no longer see false visions or practice divination. I will save my people from your hands, and then you will know that I am the Lord. Even when God's people were living in exile, false prophets filled the land. They disheartened the righteous and encouraged the wicked. They led the unsuspecting away from God. False prophets and teachers will be around until the end of time. Therefore, we need to know how to spot them. Ezekiel 13 gives us three important things to look for. Here's what you need to look for in false teachers. First of all, false teachers follow their own spirit. A false teacher speaks more about himself and herself than about God. They are self-promoters. In essence, people follow them instead of following God. Secondly, false teachers speak their own words. They say, "The Lord declares," when the Lord has not sent them to declare anything. Evaluate how a false teacher misuses Scripture. They will ignore it or twist it out of context. That is why it's so important for you to be grounded in Scripture. See, the best way to spot a counterfeit is to be intimately familiar with the real thing. Thirdly, false teachers provide a flimsy foundation. They lead my people astray, saying, "Peace," when there is no peace. And they build a flimsy wall, and then they cover it with whitewash. Believers must be able to discern content from presentation. A false teacher's presentation and performance appears good from the outside, but the content is like a flimsy wall. Sooner or later, it will fall. Father, we live in a world of false teachers. We are desperate for your discernment. Ground us in your truth. Help us spot and stay away from those who whitewash flimsy walls. Don't let us be deceived. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.